Hey there, my daily detachment squad. This is your girl Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of sass. Ever feel like your brain is a squirrel on caffeine, bouncing from one thing to another? I mean, seriously, between notifications, deadlines, and that endless scroll, staying focused can feel like trying to herd cats in a hurricane. Today, we're diving into how to overcome distractions, reclaim your focus, and actually get stuff done. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone barge into your favorite cafe, start hogging the Wi-Fi, and talk loudly about their cat's new collar while you're trying to work on your novel, right? We need to treat our minds with the same respect. We gotta set boundaries, prioritize, and build a fortress of focus against those pesky distractions. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a distraction-busting ninja. First up, awareness is your superpower. Before we can conquer those distractions, we gotta know who they are and where they lurk. Are you constantly checking emails? Getting sucked into social media black holes? Maybe your phone is more like an extension of your hand than a tool. Spend a day tracking your distractions, write them down, time them, see the patterns. You might be surprised at how much time gets eaten up by those little pings and notifications. Next, let's talk about scheduling. You wouldn't just wander into a bakery and start making pastries without a recipe, right? Same goes for your day. Schedule blocks of time for specific tasks, work, emails, creative projects, even breaks, and stick to it like glue. Treat these appointments as sacred commitments. Now, let's talk about environment. Think of your workspace as your personal sanctuary of focus. Declutter that desk, turn off those unnecessary notifications, and maybe even put on some calming music or nature sounds if that helps you concentrate. The key is to create a space that signals to your brain. This is where we get things done. Remember to practice the art of saying, no. You are not obligated to answer every email, attend every meeting, or take on every project. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities and goals. Remember, protecting your focus is an investment in your success. Finally, celebrate those victories. Every time you successfully resist a distraction and stay focused on the task at hand, give yourself a little pat on the back. Acknowledge your progress and keep building momentum. Remember, consistency is key. It takes time to build new habits. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're trying to write an important email, but every few minutes, you find yourself scrolling through social media, getting sucked into the latest meme craze or celebrity gossip. Sound familiar? That feeling of constantly checking and refreshing is a classic distraction trap. It's like your brain is wired for instant gratification, seeking that quick dopamine hit from those little notifications. But here's the thing. Those fleeting moments of pleasure come at a cost. You lose precious time, focus, and momentum on your actual goals. By being mindful of these patterns, you can start to break free and reclaim control over your attention. So, what are the key takeaways? We want you to become aware of those distractions, schedule your time effectively, create a focused environment, learn to say no graciously, and celebrate those wins. Remember, my friends, mastering focus is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but keep practicing, keep learning, and never stop striving for that state of calm, collected detachment. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest distraction struggles in the comments below. What are your go-to strategies for staying focused? Let's build a community of unstoppable stoics who can conquer any challenge with grace and clarity. Until next time, stay detached and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.